Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi in his Sahih, he has mentioned a hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abu Dhar al-Ghifari radiyallahu wa ta'ala, in which he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, يُصْبِحُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ سُلَامَ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةً, that there is a sadaqah wajib, necessary, upon every joint that we have in our body every single day. So every morning when a person rises, he has to give sadaqah for each of the joint he has in his body, and there are 360 joints as mentioned in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he said, the Rasulullah said, فَكُلُّ تَسْبِيحَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَكُلُّ تَحْمِيدَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَكُلُّ تَهْلِيلَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَكُلُّ تَكْبِيرَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَأَمْرٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ صَدَقَةٍ وَنَهْيٌ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ صَدَقَةٍ. That you read Subhanallah, that is one sadaqah. You can read Alhamdulillah, it's a sadaqah. La ilaha illallah, it is a sadaqah. Allahu Akbar, it is a sadaqah. You command good, it is sadaqah. You forbid evil, it is a sadaqah. Like this, we have given 360 times sadaqah for the joints we have in our body every single day. And then Rasulullah says, وَيُجْزِئُ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ رَكْعَتَانِ يَرْكَعُهُمَا. There just two rakats. وَيُجْزِئُ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ رَكْعَتَانِ مِنَ الدُّحَا يَرْكَعُهُمَا. The two rakats of Salatul Duha, if you read, that is be termed in Urdu as charged namaz. So two rakats a person reads of Salatul Duha will suffice all what has been mentioned above 360 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So just two rakats of Salatul Duha, if you read at the time of charge, then that will suffice all the different sadaqah that you can give to pay for your 360 joints that Allah has given us, which we are using so easily every single day of our life. This has been mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Another narration of Muslim, Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned from Zayd bin Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala, he says, Salatul Awwabin hina tarmudul fisal. So we find the Salatul Duha is generally, we read it like maybe 10:30, 10, 11 o'clock. It is the best time for it is when it is extremely hot in the day. Now for you and I in this country, we don't really feel that type of heat. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Arab countries, when it is very, very hot, then it is mentioned that the camel's baby, the baby of the camel is unable to put its hoof on the ground because of the intensity of the heat. So it keeps on picking up its hoof. That's the time when Salatul Duha should be read, or is the best time to read Salatul Duha. And in the hadith, it is known as Salatul Awwabin. What is Awwabin? The fuqaha mentioned that we read after Maghrib Salah. That is separate. In the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, Awwabin has been referred to Salatul Duha. Awwabin, Awwab means those who are turning to Allah Ta'ala, repenting. All the time they're making Tawbah Istighfar. So that Salatul Duha is known as Salatul Awwabin in the hadith. It is that time. Then there's a narration of Tabarani in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the narration of Bazar, he told a sahabi, in Salat al-Duha, if you read Salat al-Duha, lam tuktab min al-ghafirin, you won't be recorded amongst those who are ghafirin, those who are heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Salat al-Duha is a salat that the people who keep on making tawbah, returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in the narration of Tabarani, لا يحافظ على صلاة الضحى إلا أواب. Only one who is really turning to Allah ta'ala all the time, he is the one who is mindful of the Salatul Duha. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will read four rakat Salatul Duha, وَيَزِيدُ مَا شَاءَ. And then sometimes we read more than four rakats. It was Fath-e Makkah, which you mentioned the other day also, when Rasulullah came to Makkah Mukarramah. It was the conquest of Makkah. It's a very long incident in how Allah Ta'ala then brought the Sahaba back to Makkah Mukarramah, and Rasulullah went to the Kaaba. Before going into the Kaaba, he made ghusl. So his cousin, Ummuhani Fakhita, the daughter of Abu Talib, so she says, radiallahu ta'ala, she says, I went to Rasulullah on that day. It was a very important matter she had to discuss with Rasulullah. And after making his ghusl, he read 8 rakat of Salatul Duha on that day. Despite all the work that he had and the tasks and responsibilities on that day, he still read 8 rakat of Salatul Duha. And then Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, this is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim, he says, Rasulullah SAW, Awsani Khalili Bithalasin, my beloved Rasulullah SAW gave me 3 advices. The 3 advices given to him, one was, Bisuyami Thalathati Ayyamin Fi Kulli Shahrin, 3 days roza every month. Every month, 3 days I must keep a nafil fast. And then he says, Wa an utira qablan arqut, I must read witr before I go to sleep. So I don't miss my witr. If I oversleep, so I don't miss my witr. So he gave me the advice that I must read my witr before I go to sleep. And waraq'atayid duha, and I must read 2 rakat, salatul duha. It's a very important salat. It's not compulsory. The sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, but highly emphasized from the virtues that we can see. Then we should try and read 10 o'clock, quarter past 10, half past 10, quarter past 11, 11 o'clock, no problem. We can read at least two rakat salatul duha, make it a habit. Then 360 joints we have the body, we have given the sadaqah for it. Allah give us tawfiq. Bikamak wa akhirah.